time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me? What is it? Hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
Oh, you don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today.
Brought to you by Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton. Come see over 60 Chevrolet Silverados in stock and find new roads at Elkin Chevrolet.
Keep going. Sound off.
All right, time for sound off. 610-771-9705. That's how you get in the sound off line. You got something to say, just hit us up on that line. You leave us a message, and we review all the messages, and we get a lot of them. And you're right up on your skates to make the cut here on sound off.
Well, that took two games. I'm off the pink cloud of the Super Bowl. Why couldn't we get Josh Gordon? Jordan, Matthews, make the trade. Get Josh Gordon. If he don't work, guess what? Jordan Matthews would have still been there.
True. Can't cry now, though. You got to move on. Carson Wentz is back. He doesn't have the full complement of players. Jeffrey will be back soon. It's surviving until you get all your peeps.
Number one, put your stuff back in glass. Stop using plastic, all right? Anything out of plastic tastes like garbage, all right? Drink out of glass containers. Boycott plastic. Number two, greatest stuff on earth, make your Asian pear. Your juices are amazing. And you got rid of it. Asian pear was amazing.
Well, who's he talking to? He's not talking to me. What drink juice company is he talking
to? He's talking about Snapple.
He's talking about what? Snapple.
He's talking about Snapple.
Oh, that's right. Snapple went to, they didn't go glass. They changed from glass to plastic.
Yeah.
Oh. So they used to have Asian pear?
They did.
Oh, all right. Yeah. I don't know. Where did that come from?
I don't know.
Mike, the Eagles need weapons. That's 100% right. Here's an idea. Let's trade for the weapon. Carson Wentz for Antonio Brown. I think it's genius.
Yeah, except it's an impossibility for two reasons. Number one, I know he had a little tip on the sidelines. Pittsburgh's not trading him with the Le'Veon Bell situation they already have. Two, you can't afford him. All right, we have sour cap.
Well, the other part is he just said trade Carson Wentz for him.
Oh, he said trade Carson Wentz for him?
Yes, he's the Folesian Society guy that I was talking about.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't hear that. That's, I would have said, dude, you've been hollowing out too many swishers.
I think that Elton Brand really brings a good sense of experience to our locker room. He's going to be a guy who's familiar with the city, and it's something that we haven't had. Ever since we hired Mr. Colangelica, it just didn't work out because his wife is making all this burner accounts.
All right.
Was that supposed to be an accent?
I don't know whether he got guy was serious or whether he was just trying to be a goof.
Last week, Elton John played at Wells Fargo. Now, Elton Brand will preside over Wells Fargo as GM of the Sixers. Couldn't have happened to a nicer guy. Congratulations. Good luck, Elton Brand.
And my comment to that is, it's a little bit funny.
I like that.
How about that?
That was funny. That was funny.
Thank you.
Hey, guys, I need you to help me out. How many times did Carson Wentz say, in his press conference? I lost that track after about 30.
Well, I mean, we expect these guys to be like orators when they get up there.
He's a quarterback. He throws the ball.
He's an athlete. Athletes say a lot. Jalen Mills says a lot. Does he say, you know what I'm saying, a lot?
Yeah, he's a
you know what I'm saying guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they all got their little things.
2 years ago tomorrow is the anniversary of my sound off. Comparing Jordan Matthews as the Bobby Abreu of the NFL, period. He did not get better. There's got to be better alternative than washed up wide receivers for Carson.
Yeah, well, you're probably right, but I mean, I don't know. Are we held hostage now? I mean, you got to ride with it and see what happens. And Listen, we'll be judging it accordingly. And next week, if the same situation happens with wide receivers, you don't get in production, and we're going to keep clamoring for it.
I like the Jordan Matthews signing. I mean, he's only 26, Mike. I can't believe he's shot. I can see you saying that about Mike Wallace. And I think Aguilar doesn't have the yips anymore, so maybe he can go back to the outside, you know, because he was drafted to be an outside receiver.
Possible. My only fear is that Matthews has been kind of passed around now, one by a bad team, the other by a good team, which usually absorbs players that don't succeed and turns them into something. So, I don't know. We'll see.
Mikey Miss, LeGarrette Blount is slow and plodding and past his prime. Yet this week, all you want to do is run the ball, and it seems like he'd be a perfect fit. You can't have it both ways.
Yeah, you can have it both ways because he can't play anymore. All right, so now the guys that they have are going to have to do it without LeGarrette Blount.
Hey, Mike, this is Jimmy. And I just want to say Jimmy likes max cap space, and Jimmy likes the idea of playing next year with Kyrie. So Jimmy wants to go to New York or Brooklyn. Jimmy out.
It's Jimmy Butler. Of course, that's a Seinfeld riff. Right.
Hey, WP, I hope you're listening. This is a leak. They're going to try to take the one side of the field out of play for Carson because he's not going to want to throw off that foot. So address it.
He's not going to want to throw the one side of the field? No, I think he is. I think, believe me, he'll be bouncing around like normal. We'll see. We'll see how accurate he is, though. All right, close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off.
Brought to you by Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton. Come see over 60 Chevrolet Silverados in stock and find new roads at Elkin Chevrolet.
Got an LPD?
I don't like them.
What are they looking for?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 545 to see if your sound off gets on.